So you two, you look so in love, you touching each other's arms and shit. How long have you two been together?
3 dates.
3 dates? Are you for real? 3 dates? 3 dates, give it up for that. 3 dates. 1, 2, 3, and did you smooch on the first date? You smooched on the first date. And did you smash on the first date? And did you smash on the second date? Are you gonna smash on the date? Are you smashing the third date? I don't wanna put that pressure on you. Suspicious as fuck. On and on and on and on. Where was the first date?
COVID at home.
So was it like a FaceTime?
No,
you came over. You came over when she had COVID? My guy has been hurting for some love. My guy, he's like, it's been too long since I had any. I might as well die at this point. I'll catch whatever she has. Yeah. And then you kissed on the first date? Wait, did you have COVID? But you kissed on the first date? Are we all confused? Wait, you on the first date you had COVID, but you said you kissed on the first date. What does that mean, though? Like, you kissed on the lips?
Oh, we didn't kiss on the lips.
Oh, you kissed on the second date? Y'all got y'all fucked up. You got me all fucked up. I'm like, damn, my guy was like, you got COVID, bet I'm taking it from you. That's what I thought happened. So you kissed on the second date. Yeah. What do you do for work? Escrow officer. It's like when the money isn't quite in a bank, but it's not quite somewhere else. It's in between when you buy the house. That's right, escrow. Escrow, escrow, yeah. You vibe with the hook, escrow. This is the anthem to real estate. Escrow, escrow. Hey, we are all in escrow. Hey, I will never own a house because the interest rate is about to be like 14%. Fuck my life, y'all. Does anybody clap your hands if you own a house? You could all go fuck yourself. You could all go fuck yourself. Escrow, 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 hey. Escrow, yeah, yeah, yeah. What about you, my guy? What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Engineer? What you engineering? We talking robots, we talking programs, we talking bridges, we talking buildings. That's an architect, my bad. What you engineering?
Industrial maintenance.
Industrial maintenance. That's my favorite type of engineering. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Escrow. Escrow, yeah. Bro, how tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm 6'8".
You 6'8"? God damn, you scary as fuck. Tell me that dude don't walk towards you, you get stressed out a little bit. Even the way he was walking. That's cool. He's went to the, you know, you haven't hooked up yet, right? He might have a big old dick, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. Yo, the way he walking, it look like he carrying something. You know what I mean? Look like he carrying some weight. Bro packing something. I'm just saying, you know, man. Find out sooner than later, you know what I mean? I don't know, I didn't think he had fuck energy, but now I take it all back. I saw the Yoda t-shirt and I was like, I don't know. You like him? You think he's cool? You like him?
He's cool, yes.
All right. I thought he was a trucker, to be honest with you. I didn't think engineer, but I don't know. What was your name, my guy?
Cameron.
And what's your, is it wife?
Yes.
And do you work at the zoo too? What do you do? You make glasses for kids? Classes? Like courses?
Yeah.
What kind of classes? Like what's the age range?
Elementary school language arts.
Elementary language arts. That sounds boring. Teaching kids how to read and shit? Yeah. Suspicious as fuck. How long have you two been together? That's right, it's been a long time. You got kids, I forgot. You got one, how old are they?
6 years,
so you spent 13 years chilling. Chilling and fucking. Chilling and traveling. No, you just chilled in Escondido and we're fucking. What about you, girl, do you know them? Just use your words. Just use your words. Sound it out. Maybe take one of her courses. Sound it out. Hey, how do you know that?
I'm with her first. And then she
really likes it
together.
Don't help her. She needs to do this on her own. She needs to do it on her own. So, you study languages together, yeah.
After everything.
You teach Jimmy
Spanish now.
Oh, you're teaching her Spanish? Oh, I see. Okay, so the English is your second language. Now I feel bad about the whole first 2 minutes of that. Now I'm yelling at somebody who English is a second language. Speak the language! Like, being disrespectful as fuck. Like, why the fuck don't you know it? I'm so sorry. Oh, shit, I'm sorry about that. Some good TikTok footage, I'll tell you what. You three people, how you doing? How you doing? You vibing? You look like Meg from the animated show. What show is it? Don't you look like Meg from Family Guy? Come on, she looks exactly like Meg from Family Guy. She got the glass. Wait, are you dressed up for Halloween? She was like, yeah, sure, I am. I'm just fucking with you, I like your vibe. Is this your boyfriend? Oh, which one? That one. And how long have you been together?
A little over a year,
so not that long. 1 year ain't shit, it ain't shit. How did you meet? How did you meet? Was it online? It's okay if it was online, that's how most people meet.
Riding motorcycles.
That seems a little dangerous. Some might say a little suspicious. Yeah, what kind of motorcycles? Are we talking like Ducatis? Are we talking like a Harley? What's the vibe? Okay, okay, okay. Hey, where was your first day? Hey, do you each have your own motorcycle? And when you guys go for a ride, who sits on the back? Or do you switch it up?
I sit on the back.
You sit on the back, do you hold on tight? Yes, I hold on tight. Let me ask you a question and you feel free to answer this. Is there something with the vibration of the motorcycles that feels good? Does it? Does the motorcycle give you pleasure? Does it feel a little good, girl? No, it doesn't. In fact, is it the opposite? It's like, whatever, I don't like this line of questioning. Suspicious, nothing in mind. And what about you, my guy with the red sweater? What's up? You good? He's like, I don't want to participate in this. I don't want none of this bullshit. I don't want none of this bullshit. And do you ride a motorcycle too? What do you do? He don't do nothing. He don't do nothing. Do you got a hobby? Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. My guy is you two with the hats. With the glass. My guy with the hat. And the glasses. Thank you for participating. My guy with a hat, do you believe in yourself? Yeah. Yeah, what, how old are you?
21.
21, and what, are you in school? And what do you wanna do with your life? It don't sound like you believe in yourself. It sounds like you just wanna smoke weed all day. It sounds like you just wanna smoke weed and play Call of Duty and drop in with the boys. Am I wrong or am I right about that shit? I'm right as fuck about that shit. What about you, my guy?
What's up, brother?
Thank you for telling me my fit looked good earlier today. What about you? Do you believe in yourself?
Yes, sir.
And what do you do? What do you wanna do?
A lot of stuff. I mean,
bro, narrow that shit down. You need to. You need to. You need. You need. You need. You need. You need to. You need. You need. You need. You need. You need. You need. Cause you're like I'm 35, you're 21. Like, you don't got as many years as I do. Cause there ain't gonna be no world for you. I don't wanna be a downer. Unless you move to like Michigan or Oregon or some shit. Cause of global warming and shit, you know what I'm saying? You got any hobbies? You know what, fuck hobbies. Who needs a hobby? Why would anybody just do something cause they love it? That's stupid as fuck. Why would anybody do something cause it brings them joy? Hobbies are stupid. You got a girlfriend. You got a any type of friend. You got something you hitting? Every now and then, just a little bit besides the weed. What about you, my guy?
Yes, sir.
You got somebody? You got a girl? Are you lying? Where are they tonight?
She's in Palm Springs.
Palm Springs? What's she doing all the way in Palm Springs?
She's on vacation with her mom.
Suspicious as fuck. Hey. Suspicious as fuck. Have you met her mom?
Yep.
All right, I hope that's going on. And I mean, then again, like, Palm Springs is filled with just conservatives and gay people. I don't, it's... No, isn't Palm Springs confusing as fuck? It's like gay people and the people who don't like them all in the same city. It's crazy. This some crazy ass experiment. I don't get this. This is bitches is Vox. How long have you two been together? You guys have been laughing so hard during the show, it almost seems condescending. Like, nobody enjoys me that much, you know? How are you guys? So what brought you to the show tonight?
Comedy.
Night out, comedy. Yeah. Are you guys gonna dress up for Halloween?
No, I gotta work.
You gotta work? You got, how long you guys been together?
6 weeks.
We've known each other for 5 years.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time.
So you were friend zoned a little bit? Yeah. A little bit, maybe? I don't know.
She was dating someone else.
You were dating somebody, you were just waiting it out, patient.
Timing was right.
He's trying to be polite about it. He was like, bro, I've been fucking counting the days. So 6 weeks, huh? How long, were you married or did you break?
No.
Soon.
So you said, soon? Bro, let's go, my guy. You're wasting no time. Nice. So you guys met like 5 years ago? You met 5 or 6 years?
Yeah. Ago?
How'd you guys meet?
She was my bartender.
Oh shit, you were a bartender? Okay, where at?
Beer bar.
Beer bar, and you just came in every day?
Every day. Every day she worked.
What was his beer of choice? What do you like to drink?
IPAs.
Strongest they have.
Strongest they have, my God. And then, this is a beautiful love story. He went in every day to see her. He got an IPA, and now he wants to marry her someday. He said that I'm not putting that pressure on them. And when did you guys have sex? Was it in the last 6 weeks, or was it randomly?
Last six weeks.
This morning. They be fucking in the morning, and that's the best time to fuck. They be fucking in the morning, wish them luck. Cause once you fuck in the morning, it's like, you got it out of the way, you know what I'm saying? Cause when you fuck in the morning, you can enjoy the rest of the day. There's no pressure to fuck, but if you do, then that's twice as okay. Double fucking, yeah. You like the song? I'm trying to make songs up more often in my set like that. Escarole, yeah. Escarole double fucking will get you hornier than real estate. I don't know. Take on me. South Detroit. He took a midnight train so he could fuck in the morning. Can you feel the love tonight? Cause if you don't, we can just fuck in the morning. Forever young. I wanna be forever young, so we can fuck in the morning. Cause if you're young, you know you always waking up with a boner. You know my guys, you know my two guys, right? You always waking up hard. escrow and double fucking. Escrow and double booking. This set went crazy tonight, real talk. The real talk, it kinda did. You've seen me do 3 shows now. This shit is the craziest one of all. We off the rails right now. Hey Jude. Don't make it just that. Da da da. Nah, let's fuck in the morning. Oh shit. I swear to God, you come back tomorrow, it's gonna be a totally different show.